a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever snore so loud it registered as an earthquake, or you woke up with a throat as dry as the Sahara Desert and a headache that could stop a locomotive? Well, I've had all of these because I have sleep apnea. Hi, I'm Scott Mitchell. Yep, I wear a machine plugged into a wall attached to a hose every night. Sound Sleep Medical changed all of this for me, and they can do that for you. They specialize in providing oral appliance therapy for individuals suffering from sleep disorders. In many cases, oral appliances have proven to be as effective as CPAP machines in treating sleep apnea. The lack of sleep is a serious health risk and has been linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and even depression. The oral appliance I got from Sound Sleep Medical has freed me from a hose. I can go anywhere, and I've never slept better. Call Sound Sleep Medical today. Seriously, for a limited time, the first 25 people that call get a free consultation worth $200. Call 801-783-5451. It's 801-783-5451.
All right, welcome into another Jazz Notes podcast. My name is Cleon Wall. Austin Facer is with me here
today
from KSLSports.com. We are powered by KSL Sports, and we appreciate you downloading, listening, and subscribing to the Jazz Notes podcast. It's wonderful when you can join us, and it's on the eve of free agency.
Here we are.
And so because of free agency, and because we're glad that you chose the Jazz Notes podcast, please leave us a rating or review. Let us know how we're doing on the Jazz Notes podcast. But we want to talk about free agency, but more than anything else right now, the big news, of course, this week, and I talked about this on Unrivaled recently, is are the Jazz going to keep Derek Favors? And that's because the news came out. The Athletic came out, and they reported that Derek Favors, he is possibly, well, at least he's going to treat this next period as a free agency period.
Correct. Yep.
So should the Jazz keep Derek Favors? And that is kind of the big question that's kind of been going around this week. I would think, Austin, right now, the way that they set everything up, you would think they'd want to keep him. But
that may not
be the exact case just because, yeah, sure, they made the trade. I guess that's the first thing. I come out and I say, they made a trade for Mike Conley to get better. They didn't give up Derek Favors in that trade or any other subsequent trade. And he says he wants to be here. Mm-hmm. They say he's a solution and not a problem. I'm talking about Jazz management when I say they.
Sure.
He's done so many good things for this team. It would seem like the Jazz are really trying hard to keep him around. But is that the best move? So I move to you and say, is that the best move for the Jazz to make to keep Derek Favors around?
You know, I think this decision is really going to define the offseason for the Jazz. Maybe, I mean, certainly not as much as the Mike Conley trade, but it's going to set the tone for certainly the what they do in free agency, because if they keep him, they're going to have a lot less money to play with in free agency. If they let him go, they could possibly sign a more expensive and hopefully a higher quality player. My thought is that they'll probably keep him. I think he's somewhat irreplaceable, I guess you could say. And I don't know, as much as we like to say that, like, it's kind of popular to say that, like, sports is like a business and, like, you know, you have to be kind of cold-blooded and, business-minded to create a good team. I think it will be an emotional decision for the Jazz management, because Derek Favors has been in a Jazz uniform for a really long time.
I think that the only way you do this, whether you put the emotion in or take the emotion out of this, I think the only way you make this trade is kind of like what you talked about, and that is you are clearly getting someone better in return.
Oh, yeah, you've got to upgrade. If you don't feel like you can upgrade by dropping Favors, you certainly keep him. I think that's the cost-value analysis we're going to be looking at.
Wow, are you bringing like economics into this?
Yeah, I took economics 10-10 at the University of Utah.
Oh, okay.
I think I got a
passing
grade.
Do you want to? Now let's not bore our friends. Okay.
Yeah, no, it
let's
was not boring.
So I think that you have to look at the landscape out there. Now there could be a trade made so that the Jazz get someone, and whether that trade involves Derek Favors. By the way, I doubt that that will happen. I don't think they're going to be able to trade Derek Favors.
No,
now.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I think that everyone knows the spot that the Jazz are in right now. I think they all know. You know what? We're not going to take Derek Favors. We'll just sit and wait, and if we can get him in free agency, we'll do that. So I'm saying unless the Jazz, I guess there could be a trade, but when I look at the free agents who are out there that the Jazz could possibly or potentially get, they need to find someone who's better than Derek Favors. And we have to, of course, first take into account, again, we've said this a lot of times, yes, Derek Favors starts out as a power forward, but in reality, he's more kind of a backup center.
Sure.
He's insurance for Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. He's a really good insurance for Rudy Gobert.
He knows
how to play in this offense very well, but that's really what he is right now. He's not a stretch four. He's that guy who is good at pick and roll.
Yeah, I wish it would be much easier if he was a stretch four. I think it would be a no-brainer. I mean, they've been trying to develop that in his game for the last couple of years, and he has shown that he can make a corner three every once in a while, but not with any kind of consistency.
So unless they find someone out there who is just light years better than Derek Favors,
right?
I don't think you do this.
I think you keep
Derek Favors, and you see where see how everything turns out in the season, and you kind of build around him. So I just put out a few names, and some of these names we talked about last week. But are these guys better than Derek Favors?
Ooh, okay.
So would you go out on a limb and try and get someone like that? Let's start out with Bobby Portis because his name's also been kind of floating around out there because Tony Jones of The Athletic came out and said this past week, he's kind of interested in the Jazz, but then he also kind of came out and said this last week that he's looking for $18 million a season. So
yeah,
is Bobby Portis an upgrade over Derek Favors?
You know, I think for what the Jazz want to accomplish, I kind of think he is, and that's hard. That pains me to say because I really like Favors' game a lot and what he brings to the Jazz. But Portis is a much better, stretch four kind of guy. I'm looking at his stats right now. He's like a 36.1% shooter from beyond the arc in his career. I don't know if you knew this, Cleon. I'm sure you did because you're a big basketball guy. 35% is the league average for three pointers. So therefore, he's an above average shooter.
I think he shot 39 last season?
You're close. He shot 40. So, yeah.
He's pretty good. That's really good for a stretch four. Yeah.
Certainly. So and he's only 23. Favors, just off the top of my head, I would guess he's like probably like 27 or 20.
Yeah.
26 and around there.
He's right in his prime, people would say.
Certainly, yeah. So, I mean, Favors isn't old, but, I mean, you get a couple extra years of, growth with Portis. That's a really, if that's like, $18 million is really close. Because if they drop Favors, they'll have around $17 million to play with. I don't know. That one's a really tough one. I think if I were like Justin Zanuck or Dennis Lindsay, I'd have to think really hard about that one.
See, this one's really touchy, or I'm not sure how to decide on.
I'm
this
trying
one.
To take the because emotions out. Yeah.
Here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I would say that Bobby Portis gives you shooting. He gives you a puncher's chance. Yes, that's a really bad joke that we talked about last week from, punching Nikola Mirotic when they were Chicago Bulls teammates. But in reality, he gives you, I think, a little bit something more on offense, at least when it comes to shooting. But I think it's everything else that I wonder, is it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, it's harder. I mean, when it comes to, like, evaluating a player, like, really, like, the defensive aspect kind of relies a lot on the eye test. There's not, like, a super good way to quantify that, at least not that I'm aware of. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to look at a lot of film.
And is he a good fit? That's the
other
thing.
I mean, certainly he's not a great teammate. I mean,
you wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so. I mean, based on what the small amount that we know, I mean, you would think that he's kind of maybe difficult to get along with.
Yeah, I don't know. If I just judge what I see on the court, I'm kind of, it's like, I'd be okay to have him. I'd be okay if I didn't have him. It's kind of one of those things where I think, it'd be really interesting to see if the Jazz got better with that. But I could also see them getting worse with that move, too.
Yeah, so totally. Very risky.
I think that one's just a kind of like in-the-middle move that I'm just like, and if that's the case, maybe you don't do it. If the risk might not be worth it. Yeah. So next, we'll talk about his former teammate, who he punched, and that's Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah, Nikola Mirotic.
Nikola Mirotic, he's interesting because he's a really streaky shooter. Mm-hmm. When he is on, he is on. When you talk about a stretch four, he can be a stretch four that when he is going, you're going to get a lot of points out of him from the three-point line. But if you watched him in the playoffs last year, at least in the, I believe, from the second round on into the Eastern Conference Finals with the Milwaukee Bucks. He went into a big-time slump.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, he's not really good at defense. I think Portis, at the very least, would be a little more manageable when it comes to defense.
Yeah, I would think so.
So that one, you know, in past I might say yes, but I'm going to say a hard no on this one. Plus, I think both of those guys, by the way, Portis and Nikola Mirotic, I'm going to guess that they're going to ask for a lot more money than probably the Jazz want to offer them.
Sure, I would. I mean, I think you're totally right. I think, like, if we're looking at, like, 2017 Nikola Mirotic, I think you would certainly give that a hard look. But I'm just looking at his stats right here. He started the year in 2017 with Chicago. He shot almost 43% from three. We're going to look at three-pointers from the three-point line. When he got traded to the Pelicans, that number dipped to 33%. So he's almost like 10% worse in New Orleans. I don't know why that would be the case. I can't really think of why. But that is concerning to me if I was looking at the stats.
Now, I would have to say that he did mention at one time that he did want to come play for the Jazz, or at least he would be interested
in
the Jazz.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
When he was eventually traded to New Orleans last season.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, was that with the fact that, hey, look, they need a stretch four. Maybe they could give me a lot of money after my contract expires.
Yeah.
You know, is it really because he wants to play for the Utah Jazz? They are an international team, so there is some want there, or is it something
else?
Where
is he from again?
I actually don't know where he's from. I was going to say Croatia, but I was going to say Croatia. I'm sorry, Nikola Mirotic. If you're listening to this podcast, I apologize.
Which he probably is, yeah.
So I would probably still say no on this one. I don't think he is better than Derek Favors.
I think
you keep Derek Favors there.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, as a stretch four and as an athletic person, yes, much better than Derek Favors. We're going to go through a few of these more that are a little quicker. But that's a pipe dream. He's not coming here unless the Jazz do something drastic and they want to give the majority of their money to just three guys.
Very unlikely.
And then hopefully be able to pay other guys around them. I don't know. I think that there's too much danger there to be able to go through with that one. So I would probably say no. Julius Randle, no. I would say no. All offense, no defense. Played for the Pelicans this past season. When he is playing offense, it's bowling to the basket. Mm-hmm. And trying to get to the basket. So he's not a three-point shooter.
He's not.
I would say a no on that one, too.
I agree.
Back when he was like a rookie or in his first year, actually, I should say, because he was injured what would have been termed his rookie season.
Yeah, he just played one game that year.
I kept thinking, wow, he's got good ball handling skills, but I don't think he's a good enough shooter. I'm not sure how good of a passer he is. I'd probably say, no, I'd stick with Derek Favors on that one, too. Your thoughts on Julius Randle?
No, I totally agree. I would take Favors over him as well.
Probably the next one we will go for. Oh yeah, this would be a shock if this happened. Paul Millsap. He is a free agent. He could come back to the Jazz, or he could stay with the Denver Nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And I think Denver was pretty good last year. So I'm not sure you would want to jump to the Jazz. I'm not sure that there is enough there for him to travel back to Salt Lake. He's been on a few different teams. He may want to just stick with the Nuggets right now and say, I really kind of like what I've got going on here.
Yeah, it's hard to say what kind of money he would command. That thought's not coming easily to my head. But yeah, I would think he probably just wants to remain where he is.
Okay. Marcus Morris, he was the Morris brother that played with the Celtics.
Yes.
I'd probably say him, and I would even probably say his brother Markieff. They're both free agents. I'd probably say they both want more money than the Jazz are worth. I'm not really sure they're Jazz DNA guys either. I think that would be tough. I think that you like their shooting from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I especially like Marcus Morris' shooting and what he brought to the Celtics last year at times. But I'd still probably say, no, I wouldn't go for that. I'd probably still stay with Derek Favors.
Yeah, I would think if they both have the opportunity this year, I think they would try to go somewhere together. So I don't think there's room for both of them.
Why not? They played together once before.
They're good friends. I heard they share a bank account and everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're tight.
Okay, now we're down to the range where you may not have to get rid of Derek Favors if you want one of these guys.
Right.
Thaddeus Young with the Indiana Pacers. Would you take Thaddeus Young and would you put him in the starting lineup?
Ooh, he's a good rebounder.
Mm-hmm. He's 6'8", so he's a little on the shorter end.
He is. He's tenacious, though. He doesn't feel like a starting caliber guy to me, though.
Yeah, I have a hard time starting a guy. It's one thing if it's Paul Millsap, because I remember everyone's like, wow, can you start Paul Millsap at power forward? And he proved you could because he learned how to shoot from the outside. Thaddeus Young, to me, has never really learned how to shoot from the outside. So he brings a lot of moxie. But I don't think he brings enough to you to say, you know what, I really need to have Thaddeus Young over Derek Favors. I don't think that that is a good choice by the Jazz. I don't think they're going to bring him in. I think he may ask for a little bit more than what the Jazz are worth if they keep Derek Favors. If they don't keep Derek Favors, then maybe he's a guy that the Jazz go after if there's another free agent that they're thinking about.
Yeah, I could see that, but yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, other guys I'll put out there is Jeff Green. He's a guy you could possibly get, and he's another streaky guy, and he's been on a whole bunch of different teams. He's definitely not the answer anymore to any team.
It'd be really great if there's like a tall guy who could shoot really well, who was really cheap. That would be great. One of those guys. They should look for that guy.
Sadly, you don't have a lot of those guys. The guy that I mentioned to Jeremiah last time, and we kind of both thought it would be a good he liked Jeff Green or thought Jeff Green would be passable. Jamichael Green. He played for the Clippers this past year. He's a four. I think that that would be good if you could get him at the right price.
Sure.
I'm just not sure he's going to want to leave the Clippers.
If he could re-sign
with the Clippers if Kawhi goes there.
Oh, geez. Yeah, definitely not.
So,
I mean, we got to be realistic here. Yeah, I think you're right.
And then let's talk about some stretch four or some small ball fours. I don't know how to. Yeah. Harrison Barnes.
I don't think we can afford him.
No, I think he's going to ask for a lot of money. He was going to make, I think, $25 million this year, but he opted out of that. And so
I think he wants more. Yeah.
I think he wants more money, whether that's more than $25 million or a longer contract that is kind of close to that.
Can you imagine turning down $25 million?
No, because I work at KSL. No offense to everyone out there.
We love it.
other guys, Rudy Gay played for the Spurs this past year. I'd probably say no.
I think his age is going to catch up with him eventually. Yeah.
I think he's a guy that you wouldn't mind he kind of reminds me of a Thabo Sefolosha type of guy.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think that's kind of where Rudy Gay is with his career. And then someone Jeremiah brought up in the last podcast, and that's Damari Carroll. Hmm. I just don't see him being a starting four on your team. I could see you bringing him in and having him help your team out because he is a good veteran. I'm just not sure if I say, okay, Damari, go out there. I need you to give me, 20 to 25 to 30 minutes a game as your four. I think he plays small ball four, sparingly, but I think you could see him on the team if they keep Derek Favors.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they do bring Damari back, I mean, you'd certainly have to taper expectations. He certainly wouldn't be the guy that he was here the first time around. I just thought of another interesting name. What about a guy like Trevor Booker, maybe?
Trevor Booker coming back to the Utah Jazz.
I love Trevor Booker.
I like Trevor Booker, too. Is he the answer? That would be fascinating. Here's why I want Trevor Booker on the team. I want him to come back, start for the Utah Jazz, so that the Jazz have three lefties on the team.
Ooh.
Who are starting, three left-handed shooters, Joe, Trevor, and then, of course, you have Mike Conley. Yeah, that's what I want. I want three lefties. Why not?
Are you a lefty?
No, I'm not. I'm a righty. But
I thought you had an affinity for lefties.
No. I just thought it'd be kind of funky to see three lefties on the floor at one time. Trevor Booker. What do I think about Trevor Booker? I like Trevor. But I don't think he's a. He can start a game.
Maybe every once in a while.
But I'm not sure he's like a finisher on a team. I think he's more of an energy guy.
Oh, he's a junkyard dog. He's awesome when he's out there.
No, that's Damari Carroll. That's his
that's right. I forgot that.
Come on now. Lastly, I'll bring up one more. I don't know if you have any more, but I'll bring up one more. And I just saw his name here, and that's Stanley Johnson. He was just made an unrestricted free agent.
Right.
He can't shoot.
No.
It'd be a project if you bring someone like Stanley Johnson in. And I think if you bring him in, basically say, we're keeping Derek Favors, we're going to use him as a project, and we'll just see how he is, because he seemed like he was good when he came out of Arizona, and maybe we can do something with him.
Here's how unremarkable his career is. I completely forgot what team he was on until you reminded me he was on the Pelicans.
Then he got traded from the Pistons to the Pelicans.
I had no clue.
Yeah, his career with the Pistons was pretty unremarkable.
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, again, that's someone where you say, we'll pay you cheap money, come in. And
just do your best.
We'll see what you
have fun.
Well, I would say it's okay, guy. You're fine. What's
your name?
Expectations
are so low.
What's your name again? You were a lottery pick? No way.
Get out.
I think that's that's a guy that you treat as someone that you want to say, come in here. Let's see what we can do with you. We think you've got a lot of potential. We'll sign you to a 1-year deal. It'll be a cheap deal, but it's basically a pay for play. We're going to have you come in. If you do well, we'd love to re-sign you to a longer contract that may be a little bit more expensive. But that's the only way I see that happening.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So anyway, so free agency starts this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about some guys that the Jazz could try and go after. I'm not sure how many of them are actually going to join the Jazz. We'll have to wait and see. But it's dream time. It's fantasy land. That's where we're moving to now on the Jazz Notes podcast. And the fantasy land is, where do you want to see the big name free agents end up? Where do you want to see them end up? Now, this is coming with the thought that we know all Jazz fans out there know that they do not want any of those guys ending up at the Western Conference.
It's ours.
Yes, exactly. It's the Jazz's. Right now, they're a title contender, even though the Lakers did trade away the rest of their team. They've only got three contract players right now, and they're probably going to go try and find a big free agent. And so that's what we're going to talk about. Where do you want some of these big free agents to end up? And I want you to take that mind, that thought, just throw it out the window right now. Throw it out saying, oh, well, we want everyone to go back east because we want the Jazz to make the Western Conference Finals, and we want the Utah Jazz to make the NBA Finals. So we're going to throw that out. We're going to say, which team, for whatever reason why, which team or which player do you want to see end up on which team? Let's start off with Kevin Durant. Where do you want to see Kevin Durant end up, Austin Facer?
Well, I want...
And by the way, all of these, we're going to say, all these names... I'm sorry. I apologize.
Go for it.
None of these guys can end up on the Utah Jazz.
No, we're not going to say that.
Kind of like with Tobias Harris that we talked about, a pipe dream.
We're basketball analysts. We know. We've got some realistic...
if any of these guys come to Utah, amazing.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Not going to happen.
So Kevin Durant, where do you want to see Kevin Durant? We've seen his name bandied about with New York, with Brooklyn, staying with the Golden State Warriors. Where do you want to see Kevin Durant end up next season, even though he's probably not going to play until the end of the season or possibly even the playoffs?
Right. I would really like to see two teams get very disappointed. Those two teams being the Golden State Warriors and the New York Knicks. I think it would be just incredibly funny if he, basically gave both those teams, the boot and signed with the Brooklyn Nets. I think that would be a lot of fun. That's what I'm cheering for.
Okay. I would like to see him sign with the Brooklyn Nets because it just seems like you would say to yourself, why would you sign with the Brooklyn Nets? And I know the whole Kyrie thing. And let's just take the Brooklyn Nets. Why would you sign with the Brooklyn Nets? That's why I would cheer for him to go there, because it seems like the Nets, since their two championship runs back in the, what was it, early 2000s?
Yeah, with Jason Kidd.
With Jason Kidd, and they lost to the Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Both times, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, other than that, and if you go back to the ABA days with Dr. J.
Oh, I love those days.
Yeah, the Nets really haven't had a lot of, I'm sorry, but Keith Van Horn did not provide you a lot of good memories back there. There's not a lot of memories when it comes to the New Jersey, New York, now Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I would want it. You know what would be weird? I kind of want him to go to the Knicks. Here's why.
Their misery is so fun, though.
I know that their misery is fun. But that's why I actually want the Knicks fans now to come out and say, wait, we can't complain about anything anymore?
We have
Kevin Durant on our team? That would be the only reason I'd want to see him go to the Knicks, is just to see New York fans go, wait, things actually went our way this time?
And then if they failed, that'd be nice.
I'm not asking for failure, but if that's what makes you feel good.
I love chaos. So.
Okay. Chaos is going to come up with one of my guys here.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
He has been rumored going to the Brooklyn Nets. Is that where you want to see him go? Where do you want to see him go?
You know, I really like the dynamic that he has with LeBron.
You want to see him end up with the Lakers.
I want to see him with the Lakers, because I thought it was cool that Kyrie came around and had like a rare flash of maturity last year, where he was like, I really should have appreciated playing with LeBron more. He's got another chance. He could do it. I think they're great together. I thought the finals in 2006 was a lot of fun, seeing those guys really dominate the fourth quarter in Game 7 against the Warriors. I think they're fun together. I think they're a good team, and I think could be a good buddy-buddy relationship there.
For the organization's sake, I'd love to see him go to the Brooklyn Nets. Mm. For pure comedy's sake, I'd love, after all of this, for him to say, you know what? Things weren't that bad, Boston. I think I'm going to go back to the Celtics.
And
then
again,
it'd be like, wait, what? And how many of those players would say, no, we don't want
all
you to
them.
Come. Yeah, we don't want you to come back. That would be for a story's sake, that would be hilarious to me, to see him end up back with the Boston Celtics.
I think it was Jalen Rose who said on ESPN, he was like, Kyrie Irving is out in Boston, and his teammates are going to help him pack.
It's true.
I thought that was an awesome line.
It's true. Okay, Klay Thompson, where do you want to see him end up? I think pretty much the consensus is he probably sticks around with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I could see that. What I want, though, in my fantasy world is for him to sign with the Clippers.
Really, Clay?
Yeah. Because I think like I just love it when people get proven wrong. And I think like the popular opinion is that if he does not return to the Warriors, that he'll sign with the Lakers. I want him to throw the monkey wrench in and sign with the Clippers.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
With or without, if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers.
Do they have room for both?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, that'd be interesting. I think that would be fascinating for him to go to the Clippers. I think the storyline that would be great would be to see him end up back with the Lakers and see how much they would gush over him. Oh, it's Michael Thompson's son coming home, and oh my goodness, he's going to be a perfect fit for
LeBron.
They're
going to give him whatever number his dad wore there.
Yeah. He's going to be the perfect fit with LeBron. He's going to be the perfect fit with Anthony
Davis.
Space
the floor.
Oh, he's going to be awesome. Have you seen him play defense and everything like that? By the way, I'm jealous because I actually really like
Clay
Thompson.
He's a great player. Yeah, he's awesome.
That would be the expected storyline. And I think this one time I actually want to see the expected storyline play out.
All right.
I think I'd like to see him end up with the Lakers, and then I want to see how they're going to fill out the rest of the team.
That'll be.
But they've cleared enough cap space to do that, to basically say, here's our big three. Now we're going to just fill up with a bunch of guys, I guess, on
whatever
really
they do,
base contracts or minimum contracts.
Yeah, whatever they do, it couldn't have been any weirder than what they did last year with all those just... It was like it was like the island of misfit toys.
At least they would have a shooter. All right, next on the list, we're going to say, let's go Tobias Harris first. Where do you want to see Tobias Harris end up?
You know, I don't really have
If it's not the Utah Jazz, where do you want to see him end up?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on that one. I think he's the kind of guy who makes sense for a lot of teams. You know, I like it when guys give it more of a go than half a season with the team, so I'd like to see him go back to Philadelphia.
In some ways, I do too. For comedy's sake, I want to see him next season go back and play for the Orlando Magic, Detroit Pistons, Milwaukee Bucks.
Someone terrible would be great.
And LA Clippers. I want to see him traded four times in the season to go back and play for all the teams he played for before he ended up with the Philadelphia 76ers.
I have a better answer. Okay. I want him to play wherever he can be with Boban, because those guys are so adorable together. Wherever those two can be together. Make that happen.
I kind of want to see him end up back with the Sixers. I don't think he's going to end up back with the Sixers. I have no idea where he's going. I've heard that he could be another person that could end up with the Nets if Kevin Durant doesn't go there. That would be interesting. I wish him nothing but the best because
he seems like
a really nice guy. He's not a top-tier free agent, but he's right there below that, someone that you can kind of cheer for. All right, here's the one that I've wanted to talk about the whole time.
Boy.
Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Where do you want Jimmy Butler to go? He could end up with the Clippers.
He could go anywhere.
He could stay with Philadelphia.
Wherever he goes, it'll be madness.
He could go with Houston.
Oh, man.
And I'll just say Houston.
You just gave it to me. It is Houston.
It is without a doubt Houston. You are correct. Houston is the answer on this one.
Absolutely.
Why do you want to see Jimmy Butler go to Houston? Because there'll be three stars on that team. And I don't know if there's, you know, you hear the statement or you hear the phrase, I don't know if there's enough balls to go around. I don't care if there's enough balls to go around. I just want to see everyone's head explode.
Absolutely.
Because of those three. And what I mean by those three is Jimmy Butler, James Harden, and Chris Paul all getting together and trying to play together.
The three of the biggest egos in basketball,
exactly.
Without a doubt.
Holy cow. How would they survive? That's why he needs to go to Houston.
They've got to put that on television. However that works, they've got to like make a real world spinoff or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Just every on the court, off the court. You need a camera following all three of those guys the whole entire season. Jazz fans, you should actually hope for Jimmy Butler to go to Houston.
Please.
That may make the Rockets better than the Jazz. But boy, would it be
entertaining. The fun element would be worth it, yeah.
Exactly. A couple more. Kemba Walker. There have been rumors that he's going to go to the Celtics. I wouldn't mind him going to the Celtics. I'm fine with that. I'd like to see Kemba end up in a good situation where he's on a winning team because he's a good player that deserves money. He's just been with a terrible franchise since he's been drafted in the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, he probably deserves it. I think it's really interesting that he's interested that he wants to go to Boston because he's leaving like $80 million on the table to do so.
I understand that, but there's
that's fascinating.
There's got to be, but how happy is he going to be? See, that's a tough one. there's the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, you
people like us, like, are you kidding? Yeah. No brainer. What
exactly.
We do. Yeah.
I'll stay in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'll even give him a little discount, but I just think that at this point of his career, he's what, 29?
Something like that.
I think he's probably looking around and saying, I want to find a better situation. I wouldn't mind if he goes to the Boston Celtics. They would probably welcome him with open arms after what happened with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. I think he would welcome them with open arms, and he would probably do whatever Brad Stevens tells him to do. I think that would make them a very competitive team in the East. I want to see Kemba Walker end up with the Boston Celtics and not the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm going to say that one. Anything else you want to say about Kemba? Any other team that you're thinking
about?
No,
I think you covered the bases there. Yeah, okay. I think you're right.
That or I want to see him and Kyrie on the same team with Brooklyn Nets and just have the shortest backcourt of all time. Shortest starting backcourt.
That would be an experiment. Yeah.
Who can score at will but can't defend anyone.
Yeah.
Last one. We'll save the best for last. Well, you mentioned D'Angelo Russell. Where do you want to see him end up?
The Lakers.
That's not the best for last. I have one more after this.
Yeah, of course. I think it would be just a funny, like, I think we're mostly going for the most entertaining storylines. I think him going back to Los Angeles would certainly be quite entertaining.
I would say yes. The other place I would say is, how weird would it be if he ended up on the Phoenix Suns right now? And it's just like,
they still have a team?
Yeah, they still have a team. They still have goats. If you haven't read that story this past year, please go and read it. Kevin Arnovitz on ESPN.com.
I'll go check it out.
About goats ending up in an office of the general manager.
Yes.
That,
yeah.
That both of those would be fascinating if he ended up. Mm-hmm. If he ended up back with the Lakers, that would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. If he ended up with the Phoenix Suns, would they actually be good? I'm not really too sure. Lastly, Kawhi Leonard. Where do you want to see Kawhi Leonard end up?
He's such a wild card because he's got to be one of the most his lack of personality makes him so interesting. I think I want him to leave Toronto just because I would be interested in seeing what his legacy would be there if he was just a one and done kind of guy. So I think I'd like to see him go to Los Angeles to play for the Lakers.
For the Lakers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I want the Lakers to be better.
Wow.
I think LeBron deserves to have a good team.
Okay.
Yeah, I like LeBron.
I like LeBron, too. I think he made his bed, and we'll see if the Lakers can put a good team around him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this is not going to be new. I actually want him to go to the Clippers.
Okay.
I'd actually like him to see him end up back in Los Angeles. I know that everyone says, well, but that's exactly what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I actually see, I want to see him be happy. He did a lot of good things for Toronto. I want to see Toronto move on and do some good things there with the young guys that they have. If he ended up back in Toronto, I'd be fine with that, too. But I guess I kind of want to see him play for the Clippers. So I'm going to say the Clippers. Yeah, I'm just going to go with that storyline.
I'd be fine with either.
All yeah. right. You went and you heard, or I wasn't able to go do this today, but you actually were able to talk or at least listen into some
I asked a question. Oh,
Jazz
yeah.
draft guys, all the second rounders, number mm-hmm. 50, number 53.
Yep.
Is that right? Number 58. Yes.
Yep, that's right.
50, 53, and 58. That's pretty bad that I did not name any one of them.
I'll name them for you.
Okay. What insights did you glean from what they had to say today, because this was kind of their introductory news conference before we start Summer League next week.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, it was like a really informal setting. There were the three guys, Jarrell Brantley, Justin Wright Foreman, and Mie Oni, I think that's how you
I think
it.
You got it right, yes.
Yes, okay. So it was really informal. I think it was a great platform for those guys to kind of show off their personalities. It was real intimate. There was probably less than 10 media members there asking questions at least. I thought all those guys came across like with really interesting personalities. They were all so different from each other. Justin Wright Foreman was definitely the comedian of the three of them. He always took the opportunity to answer on behalf of everyone else. He was certainly trying to crack jokes. He stated how much he loves the mountains here.
Check that box off. Love the mountains.
Yeah, the Enes Kanter remark.
I think that everyone almost has to say that when they come here to sign with the Jazz. Man, those mountains, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I think that's on the rider when they when they fly in here. But he seemed like a really cool guy. Obviously he's from Yale. He came across as ultra smart guy, really well spoken. And then Brantley was kind of, I would say, like a mix of those two. I would say he's just right in the middle, pretty even keeled. Obviously knew what to say, you know, gave really well constructed answers, but I thought it was cool. I think they seem like interesting guys, and I think the biggest thing is they'll certainly have an opportunity to make the team this year with the way the roster is being constructed.
It's interesting because Jeremiah and I talked about this, and we basically said we're not sure how much playing time they're going to get. I'm assuming they were asked about playing time today mm-hmm. and how much playing time they thought they'd get with the team, because I think everyone out there pretty much assumes that they're going to end up with the Salt Lake City Stars at least for the majority of this season getting playing time. What yeah. do they say about possibly playing for the Jazz this next season?
Yeah, they did mention that, you know, they are aware that the G League is a possibility. They said the team has kind of spoken to them, you know, about what they can expect to see with their roles, but they were kind of vague on those answers. So they just said, you know, the team has told us that we need to, you know, take our time, just enjoy the process, try to improve. But, you know, the way I see it is, like, the Jazz are going to need some really cheap labor to round out the roster this year. And, you know, depending on who they get on veterans minimums and whatnot, I could see those guys certainly filling a need at the end of the bench.
Yeah, yeah, and that's probably where they're going to end up. Maybe one of those three guys is going to be able to actually fill a role and get some playing time this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably say the odds are highly against them.
It would be either miraculous or really troublesome if they
yes.
they
yeah.
played a lot.
If they play a lot, it's probably not good for the Utah Jazz. Or, like you said, or they're playing a lot better than what we expected them and probably shouldn't have been taken in the second round of the draft.
Right.
Speaking of guys that the Jazz could bring in, you wrote a story today about, hey, why shouldn't the Utah Jazz bring Alec Burks back to Salt Lake City? Mm-hmm. What prompted you to write a story like this?
It just came to me, Cleon. It just came to me.
You woke up and you're like, ah, yes, Alec Burks.
I just, you know, I was thinking about, like, I was actually listening to your podcast that you did with JJ, and you mentioned Trey Burke, and I certainly agree with both of you. I don't think they should bring back Trey Burke.
No.
But, you know, I thought about other, you know, past Jazz guys that could be available and could be cheap, and I think Alec Burks certainly fits both of those categories. He was horrendous when he got traded to Sacramento. And I think that could be a benefit for any team that's looking to pick him up, because I think he'll be much cheaper than he has been in years past.
I get that, but I wonder if that would be a good signing just if the Jazz are looking for shooting. I like Alec because he can do some good things, but I think there was a reason why Alec was eventually traded to Cleveland for Jay Crowder.
He'd have to reinvent himself a little bit, I would think.
Yeah. The good thing is, and I mentioned this about Rodney Hood when I said, hey, what if the Jazz brought back Rodney Hood? And by the way, Jeremiah shot that one down.
Did he?
Yeah, and I guess I just kind of looked at it as they know what they're getting. And I say the same thing about Alec Burks, is that they know what they're getting.
Yeah.
The Jazz would know what they're getting. Maybe he's an end-of-the-bench guy. Maybe he's a guy who could come in with the second team and provide a little bit of offense for you. But I'm not sure that's the right signing. I just wonder if that's the guy that you'd want, a former Jazz man that you want to bring in. He's probably not top on the list. I'd probably say Paul Millsap was probably top on the
list. I would
agree,
yeah.
But I'm not sure he'd be top on the list, but you never know. We'll see how this whole free agency period ends up. By the way, speaking of free agency, it kind of starts Sunday night. Yep. Free agents can start signing, I believe, on
6 p.m., I think.
Yeah, Sunday night. They can start making agreements or arrangements or start meeting with agents, and we'll start hearing about deals then. And so we'll have that all. I'm not sure I expect to see the Jazz sign anyone quickly. If they do,
I'll be in the office. I'll get the story up right away.
There you go, on KSLSports.com. And make sure you join us next week, too. I think Austin's going to be there. I'm going to be there. There's going to be Summer League next
yeah.
week. And so we'll bring you some sights and sounds. Well, maybe not sights because, you know, it's a podcast.
Yeah.
At least audio podcast. But anyway, some sounds from Summer League, and you'll be able to join us on the Jazz Notes podcast then. You never know. Maybe one of those big free agents will sign with the Utah Jazz and Derek Favors. And everything we talked about with Derek Favors will just go flying out the window.
That's right. Waste of time.
Austin, thanks a lot for joining me.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Cleon.
We shall talk to you soon.
Yeah.
And make sure you download, subscribe, listen to the Jazz Notes podcast, and we'll be joining you soon next week. Soon next week? Yeah, we'll just say next week. Talk
Eventually.
To you later. Yeah, bye.